Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us. Back with Colin in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. With the federal government shutdown a reality, it does have impact on the cattle industry. So says the leading lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital, Colin Woodall. And Colin admits that he's a little surprised that both sides dug in so hard that they allowed this situation to escalate to this point of a total standoff and shutdown.
Well, this really was a surprise. I did not expect Congress to actually allow the government to shut down. There's just too much at stake politically for both sides. And I really thought that that would win the day and have them find some sort of short-term relief, but that did not happen. So here we are on October 1st. The government has shut down, and it has a lot of implications for the cattle business. One is the impact on Food Safety Inspection Service, FSIS inspectors, and their ability to stay in the plant. We have heard and received confirmation that the inspectors will stay on the job, so that means packing plants will continue to operate, which is good. On the other hand, though, we have heard that mandatory price reporting will no longer be maintained during the government shutdown. So that starts to bring into question what's going to happen with cattle pricing mechanisms. What could this mean to the marketplace? We don't have a good handle on that yet. I think we'll have to see just how long this shutdown stays in place and really try to get some good feedback from the countryside.
Of course, on a parallel track with the government shutdown, as far as agriculture is concerned, is the expiration of the one-year farm bill extension of the 2008 law that expired on the 30th of September. That means that we are now technically under permanent farm law. And Colin says that he thinks that Congress has got a little bit of a cushion to work things out, but they're going to probably use all of that cushion.
You are right. Technically, we are under the 1949 permanent law, but there is a bit of a cushion here for about 3 months. Really, the first major policy change that we will see under this law has to do with dairy policy. That won't take place until the end of December, first part of January. So basically, Congress has about a 3-month timeline that they can continue to work and try to come up with a final bill. I expect that they will take every bit of that in order to try to finish this farm bill. I'm still optimistic, even with this shutdown, that we will get to that place. But this does prolong the ability for Congress to actually come together and have a conference committee and start the real work that it's going to take to get to that final package. So that's probably one of the biggest concerns about this government shutdown is the fact that it is taking away time that Congress otherwise would be spending in a conference committee to complete the farm bill.
As for the NCBA, Woodall says job one is to try to get a 2013 farm bill on the books.
Of course, our biggest priority is finishing this farm bill. That's where we're going to focus most of our time, and we hope that as soon as Congress gets back to real business and the government comes back to being open, that we can get that completed. We really would like to see immigration taken care of. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that this shutdown may have kind of been the death knell on that entire topic, so we may not see any further work on immigration either this year or even next year. Unfortunately, the only other thing out there is trying to address the debt ceiling, the debt limit. When it comes due, I believe now they're saying October 17th. That is another potential cliff that we find ourselves hanging on to because we know that there will be a showdown between the Republicans and the Democrats on how best to address that cliff. And even if we do get the government reopened and they start working on the Farm Bill Conference Committee, that could potentially slow them down yet again.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Then about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.